أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين. صلوات We were talking about the resemblances and shabahat between prophets of Allah and Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam wa ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-sharif. And we talked about his resemblances and shabahat with Prophet Adam and with Habil and with Shees alayhi salam, and we talked about his resemblance with Prophet Idris and Prophet Nuh, and also we talked his resemblance with we started to talk about his resemblance with Prophet Ibrahim. And also, we talked about his resemblance with Prophet Saleh. So, now the resemblance with Prophet Ibrahim, I did mention some of those that Khifa'ul Haml wal Wilada, his carriage in the womb was hidden for Prophet Ibrahim and Imam Sahib alayhi salam, both. The birth for both was hidden. And increase in the growth was very fast, unlike the rest of the other humans. Prophet Ibrahim's growth and Imam Sahib Zamanul Islam's growth, both of their growth were fast. And then I mentioned to you the resemblance about the construction of the Kaaba. Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail constructed the Holy Kaaba, and Imam Sahib Zamanul Islam is going to reconstruct the Holy Kaaba after damaging this building towards its original foundation where it used to be, according to that narration which I told you. And the other resemblance was, the fourth resemblance was about placing the Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone, which can only be placed, as a matter of our belief and aqeedah, it can only be placed by a hujjat of Allah. So Prophet Ibrahim is the one, and Abu Qubais said to him, "Laka indi wadi'atun," you have an amanat, a trust with me, entrusted trust of Allah with me. So this is where Prophet Ibrahim got the black stone according to that narration and placed it on that Ruknul Hatim, that corner of Kaaba, which is called Ruknul Hatim. So same is what Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam did. When I told you, just connecting and recapping with where I left, when Karamata stole the black stone and they brought it back. This is where Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam was the one, according to this narration, who placed the stone back on the wall on that corner of Kaaba, and told you the story of Ibn Qulaway, the long story. So this black stone is definitely an alamat of the Imam of the time. It is a witness on the Day of Judgment about our behavior towards how the humanity behaved towards the walayat of the Imam. The next resemblance between Prophet Ibrahim and Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam is about the fire. Ibrahim anjahu Allah ta'ala min an-nar qala azza wa jal fi kitabihi al-kareem qulna ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. So this is from Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 69. So Prophet Ibrahim was saved by Allah from the fire. And the ayat of Holy Quran refers to the story, about the fire that was lit by Namrud and to throw Prophet Ibrahim, and he threw him. And Allah said, "Qulna," we said, "Ya naro, O fire, kuni bardan, be, cold, and salam over Ibrahim." So this was the command of Allah for the fire, and you find the fire converted into a garden in the history, because obviously all the existences are part of Alamut Takween, and there is zero disobedience towards Allah in the Alamut Takween. All the ma'siyat and sinning is among the humans and the jinns. So among some of the humans and jinns who are doing that, this is part of Alamut Tashri. So similarly, fire, Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam will be saved from the fire as well. فَفِي بَعْضِ الْكُتُبْ عَنْ مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ زَيْدِ الْكُوفِي عَنِ الصَّادِقِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ قَالَ يَأْتِي إِلَى الْقَائِمْ حِينَ يَظْهَرْ رَجُلٌ مِنْ إِصْفَحَانِ. When Imam Sahib Zaman will appear, a man from Isfahan will show up. وَيَطْلُبُ مِنْهُ مُعْجِزَةَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ خَلِيلِ الرَّحْمَنِ, and will ask him to show the miracle of Ibrahim, the friend of Rahman. فَيَأْمُرُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ أَن تُوْقَدَ نَارٌ عَظِيمَةٌ وَيَقْرَ قَوْلَهُ تَعَالَى فَسُبْحَانَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ مَلَكُوتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. So Imam alayhi salam will command for a fire to be lit, a big fire, a great fire, and he will recite this verse of Holy Quran at that occasion. Fasubhanalladhi, that's the last ayat of Surah Yasin, isn't it right? Fasubhanalladhi, so glorified is the one, biyadihi malakutu kulli shay, the one in whose hand is the malakut of everything. So and wa ilayhi turja'un, and towards him you will be returned back. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so now this ayat he would recite, thumma yadkhulu fi an-nar thumma yakhruju minha saliman. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So Imam alayhi salam will enter into the fire and get out of the fire safely. After reading that ayat, he will do that and he will get out of the fire safely. فَيُنْكِرُ الرَّجُلْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَيْهِ وَيَقُولْ هَذَا سِحْرٌ. And that man will deny and will say, this is a magic. So this is the takzeeb. After you see the sign and ayat and then you deny it, this is called kufr and takzeeb. And obviously after you have the sign and bayinat, the clear proofs and the signs and ayat, and still you, the ayat and signs, and still you deny it, obviously there is no excuse left for this person. فَيَأْمُرُ الْقَائِمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ أَنَّارُ فَتَأْخُذُهُ وَتُحْرِقُهُ فَيَحْتَرِقُ. So Imam alayhi salam will command the fire to catch him, to take him, and the fire will take him and he would burn. وَيَقُولُ هَذَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَنْكَرَ صَاحِبَ الزَّمَانِ وَحُجَّةَ الرَّحْمَانِ. صلوات الله عليه وسلم عليه. So that's the reward or of the one who denies the Sahib al-Zaman and the Hujjat of Rahman. So this is, I think, the fifth one. Now going to the sixth resemblance is Ibrahim alayhi salam da'a an-nas ila Allah liqawlihi ta'ala wa azzin fi an-nas bil hajj. That's the ayat of Quran. Allah says to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam wa azzin fi an-nas bil hajj. So in this ayat we learn Allah is commanding Prophet Ibrahim to announce among the people about the Hajj. And he did announce. He make his nida, an announcement which is registered in the history. We have hadith in Tafsir al-Burhan from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and Abi Ja'far alayhi salam qala inna Ibrahima azzana fi an-nas bil Hajj. Prophet Ibrahim certainly announced among the people about the Hajj. فَقَالَ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي إِبْرَهِيمُ خَلِيلُ اللَّهِ. Oh, he said, O the people, certainly I am Ibrahim, friend of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَحَجُّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ فَحَجُّهُ. Allah is commanding you to do the Hajj of this house, so do the Hajj. فَأَجَابَهُ مَنْ يَحِجُّ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. So all those people who would do Hajj responded to him. So this is where our scholars say that was the nida of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every soul in Alam al-Arwah who responded to the call of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, when we will be born in this world, if we responded 100 times, we will go for 100 times. If we responded 10 times, we will go for Hajj 10 times. If we responded once, we will go for Hajj once. If our soul did not respond to the call of Muassis of Kaaba, the founder of Kaaba, Prophet Ibrahim, then we will not go for Hajj. So, Al-Qa'im alayhi salam yad'u an-nas ila Allah. Imam al-Sahib al-Zaman will also going to announce and invite the people towards Allah. That's the sixth resemblance between Prophet Ibrahim and Imam al-Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. So now going to the resemblances between Prophet Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam and Prophet Ismail, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ismail bashar Allah ta'ala bi wiladatihi qala azza wa jal fa basharnahu bi ghulamin halim. The basharat and glad tidings about the arrival of Ismail was given by Allah. The Quran says fa basharnahu, we gave him the basharat. We gave him basharat about a halim son, in other words. So this is his basharat was given by Allah, the good news. Al-Qaim alayhi salam bashara Allah ta'ala bi wiladatihi wa bi qiyamihi wa qad. Allah similarly gave the basharat for the wiladat and the uprising of Imam Al-Qaim alayhi salam. We have abundant of those evidences. Some of those I think we did discuss already. So many hadiths from Rasulullah. The second, so now here we have hadith from Tabsiratul Wali. Tabsiratul Wali is a very nice book of Muhaddith Ayatullah al-Uzma, Muhaddith Sayyid Hashim al-Bahrani. Very great Muhaddith of ours. He's a Mufassir of Quran as well. And he has another very nice book also, Al-Qa'im fil Quran. If you people can somehow find the book and read it, it's a great masterpiece about Imam Sahib al-Zaman and Islam. One of the very fundamental books of our religion to understand the manzilat and status of Imam Sahib al-Zaman and Islam. Al-Qa'im fil Quran. The Qa'im, the riser in Quran. Great book. So, he has said, Muhaddith Hashim Bahrani, as you know, Bahraini, we call to those scholars who are the original natives of the island called Bahrain. And those who migrated later on, we call them Bahraini. Bahraini are those who are the original natives. So he has another book called Tabsiratul Wali Fi Man Ra'a Al-Qa'im Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. This is an awakeness for the lover or from the wali. It can be interpreted in few different ways grammatically about the one who saw Al-Qa'im Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Here in this book he mentions stories of people who have met with Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. Tabsiratul Wali fi man ra'a Al-Qa'im Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. A very, very beautiful book. And also it's the same story is narrated in Bihar by Allama Al-Majlisi rahmatullah alayhima as well. عن إسماعيل عن علي بن النوبختي قال دخلت على أبي محمد الحسن بن علي عليهم السلام في المرضى التي مات فيها. This Ravi says I came to see Imam al-Askari alayhi salam at the time of his death, when he was on the death bed and he died in that sickness. Obviously the sickness was the poisoning. He was poisoned, and that poison sickness, he passed away. So at that time, before passing away, this narrator says, Ismail ibn Ali al-Nawbakhti, that I came to see Imam Askari alayhi salam. So it's a long narration. I will skip the middle things. And there was a servant, and he says Imam alayhi salam said to his servant called Aqid, Udkhul al-Bayta. فَإِنَّكَ تَرَى صَبِيًّا سَاجِدًا فَأْتِنِي بِهِ. You go into the house, you will see a baby doing the sajda. Bring him to me. So Aqid, the servant, went inside and he saw Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, who was a baby doing the sajda. So قَالَ Aqid دَخَلْتُ. When I went there, I saw فَإِذَا أَنَا بِصَبِيٍّ سَاجِدْ رَافِعٌ سَبَّابَتَهُ نَحْوَ السَّمَاءِ, raising his index finger towards the heaven. فَسَلَّمْتُ عَلَيْهِ, I said salam to him, فَأَوْجِزَ فِي صَلَاتِهِ, he shortened his prayer, and according to that narration, and I said to him that إِنَّ سَيِّدِي يَأْمُرُكَ بِالْخُرُوجِ إِلَيْهِ, your master is calling you. So he came to see his father, and this young boy or baby, he was durriyul lawn, and just like a pearl. His face was, the color of the face was like a pearl. Some of the narrations tell us his asmarul lawn, wheatish color, wheatish color. So he's neither white fully nor dark. It's a wheatish color, and aknal anf, pointed nose of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam in some of the narrations. Ala khaddihi al-aymani khalun, there is a mole on his right cheek. And so that boy came, and Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salam started to cry when he saw him, and said, Ya Sayyida Ahl Baytihi isqin al-ma'. Imam Askari said to his son, oh, the leader of his household, give me water, in other words. So he provided the water to the Imam. And فَقَالَ لَهُ أَبُو مُحَمَّدْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إِبْشِرْ يَا بُنَيَّ فَأَنْتَ صَاحِبُ الزَّمَانِ وَأَنْتَ الْمَهْدِي وَأَنْتَ Hujjatullah fi ardihi, you are Sahib al-Zaman, you are Mahdi, and you are the Hujjat of Allah on his earth. Wa anta waladi, and you are my son. Wa wasiyi, and my deputy. Wa ana wallattuka, and then he calls him with his name, ابن الحسن ابن علي ابن محمد ابن علي ابن موسى ابن جعفر ابن محمد ابن علي ابن الحسين ابن علي ابن أبي طالب. So the whole lineage is mentioned by Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. And wa anta khatamul a'immat al-tahirin, you are the seal of the a'imma al-tahirin alayhi salam. Bashara bika Rasulullah, Rasulullah gave basharat for you. Wasammaka wakannaka, and he provided the name to you and he provided the kunyat to you. You know, has the same name of the Prophet, same kunyat of the Prophet. And bidhalika ahida ilayya abi an aba'ika tahirin sallallahu ala ahlil bayt. So this is how my father from his ancestor did the covenant towards me. So this is that resemblance. So the next resemblance between Prophet Ismail and Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, in fajar lahu min al-ardh aynu zamzam. Zamzam came out from the earth for Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. Al-qa'im yanfajar lahu min al-hajar as-salb. Similarly, there will be a fountain coming out from a hard stone for Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam as well. So this is the third resemblance. And the fourth resemblance, so here we have also a narration which tells us that this, again, it's a long narration. I want to avoid the beginning to come to the point. So this person says, I went into the masjid in the outskirts of Kufa. قَدْ انْتَصَفَ اللَّيْلِ, it was the midnight. وَأَنَا بِمُفْرَدِي فِيهِ لِلْخَلْوَةِ وَالْعِبَادَةِ, I was alone doing the worship in the masjid, and that's where I saw three people coming inside the masjid. So I saw one of those three. ثُمَّ مَسَحَ الْأَرْضَ بِيَدِهِ يُمْنَةً وَيُسْرَةً, he rubbed the earth on the right and the left with his hand. وَخَضْخَضَ الْمَاءُ وَنَبَعَ, water came out of the surface of the masjid. فَأَصْبَغَ الْوُضُوء مِنْهُ, and he did the wudu from that water right in front of my eyes. He made the water come out of the earth. So, so I asked one of the people, who is he? فَقَالَ لِي هَذَا صَاحِبُ الزَّمَانِ وَلَدُ الْحَسَنِ, this is Sahib al-Zaman al-Salam, the son of Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salatu wa salam. So this is a long narration where it is mentioned that Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam has showed the water coming out of the earth.
First of all, I'd like to request to please everybody to come forward again. Tonight is going to be a busy night. So if everybody comes forward, there is not much room left in the back for brothers who are coming right now. So please take two giant steps, so that way we create room in the back. In addition, I would like to request, there are three cars that are parked illegally. I would like you to please move right now. The license plate is 511YPQ. A0T0339 and ALK3261. Please move the car. It's parked illegally and it's creating it's causing an inconvenience for many people, because as you come in, there is no room for people to leave. The idea is they drop off their family and then they should be able to circle it out of the parking lot. So it's creating a jam, and please, for the sake of everybody else's safety, please move those three cars. By Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad sallallahu.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad. How much time do we have, Brother Abdul Qadir?
2-3 minutes.
Okay. So in the last resemblance between Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam and Prophet Ismail alayhi salam is that Prophet Ismail kana yar'a al-aghnam. He used to, do the, you know, the work of a shepherd, taking care of the goats. Al-Qa'im alayhi salam in hadith of Al-Mufaddal ibn Umar rahmatullahi alayh, from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, he narrates from Imam alayhi salam that wallahi ya Mufaddal ka'anni anzuru ilayhi dakhala Makkah, as if I see him entered Makkah, wa alayhi barda Rasulullah, and he had that barda is a kind of you know, cloak of barda of Rasulullah, wa ala ra'sihi amamatun safra, on over his head is the yellow turban, wa fi rijlayhi na'la Rasulullah, and his feet are the two slippers of Rasulullah, al makhsufa, the one that were stitched, you know, it was so wa fi so yasuq bayna yadayhi anazan ajafan, he's basically making those lean sheep or goat, doing the same job of a shepherd. So hatta yasil nahwal bayt, until he reaches next to the house. So that's the, I think, the fifth and the sixth and the last one is Ismail alayhi salam sallama li amrillahi azza wa jal wa qala ya abatif al ma tu'mar satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. So he submitted to the command of Allah and said to his father, do what you are commanded, soon you will find me inshallah among the patient, the sabirin. Imam Sahib Zaman alayhi salam also sallama li amrillah, he's also already submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before I come to the end, one quick question from the girls and one from the boys as usual. Now is the turn for the boys 9 to 20, girls 9 to 25. The resemblance between Prophet Nuh alayhi salam and Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, girls 9 to 25 only, please. Resemblance between Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam and Prophet Nuh. We talked about 6 resemblances. Girls 9 to 25. Okay, the boys 9 to 25 only. Yes. Okay, what was the age of Prophet Nuh? Yes? That's true. So this is one. Okay. What about the rest? Mm-hmm. Yes, they both are Sheikh. That's correct. That's the second resemblance. Very good. What about the third one? Sheikh in Arabic has several meanings. Sheikh means a teacher. Sheikh also means an old, elderly person. And that's the meaning we are meaning here. Sheikhul Anbiya, or Sheikh means the old or elderly person. Mm-hmm. They'll do what? Both will clean the earth from the kufr, that's correct. Prophet Nuh did curse those people, and Allah sent the storm. So tathil al ard min al kufr, that's correct. Cleaning the earth from the kufr. Say salawat for Ali.
Allah
salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Now we still have three more resemblances. 9 to 25 youth only. They both have ghaibat? No. Prophet Nuh did not have a ghaibat. Prophet Saleh had the ghaibat. We studied. Isn't it right? Prophet Ibrahim had two ghaibats. We studied. But Prophet Nuh did not have a ghaibat. Okay, the girls. The elder sisters, above 25 only. The rest of the three shabahat and resemblances between Sahib Zaman Islam and Prophet Nuh. Okay, the elder brothers above 25. Yes, please. Halik Ahsan, the one who doesn't join them was devastated. So same happened with Prophet Nuh, and same is going to happen with Imam Sahib Zaman. Whoever doesn't join his team is going to be devastated. So halakat, total annihilation and devastation for anyone who does not join. The same happened with Prophet Nuh. His son climbed a mountain top and thought that the mountain height can save him, and he was drowned. And anyone who doesn't join Sahib Zaman and Islam's team will be devastated and destroyed. That's good. And the other one? Irtidad al-Nas. Yes. That's true. Ruju, that means people will, most of the people will deny the existence of Prophet Nuh. And the same is going to happen before Imam Sahib Zaman appears. Most of those who believe in the Imam will deny the existence of the Imam. Not most of the kuffar. The kuffar are already kuffar. Most of those who believe in the Imam will end up denying the Imam before he appears. And the same happened with Prophet Nuh. So, and the last resemblance was, the time is almost over, Bulugu Sautihi. Yeah, obviously that's also there, but the resemblance which we talked about was Bulugho Sautihi, Ash-Sharq wal-Gharb. His voice reached the east and the west. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina.